Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, 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 my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode. Another very blessed, blessed episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Miah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this very, very precious opportunity. And might discern the word from on high, after the conscience from on high, beyond all the rulers. The question then must be asked, why, if what men have been taught is the gospel of peace? In other words, listen to me. The book of Romans in the 10th chapter calls it the gospel of peace. There are no divisions. There are no lies. There are no misrepresentations. There's no difference of opinion after the Spirit of the One Most High. If men, indeed, my brothers and sisters, were keeping the commandments of the Most High, there would be law and there would be order in the world.
Okay. Okay, hopefully we have, a decent connection at this point. I had to try another option toward getting into Blog Talk Radio tonight. Hopefully this time it will work. And the sound we get will be, much more clear at this point. I'm looking forward to being able to broadcast a decent show, so we have to have a decent connection. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pretty much kind of go back to where I started, rephrasing or saying again many of the things that I already began to speak. My brothers and sisters, we're going to have to understand something. The true word of the gospel that the Most High has declared, that Messiah commanded his apostles to go forth and preach, that was a pure and perfect word. The apostles were anointed after the spirit of Messiah. He said, go forth and teach all nations. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that I have commanded. He said, my brothers and sisters, in the, this was the word that was in Matthew 28:18-20. If we go back and we read again the scriptures, for instance, in John and Yohanan 14 and 6, reading on through 15th, 17th verses, reading on through the 26th and 27th verse, Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he come through by me. What was meant by this, my brothers and sisters? Think about it. The leaders of his time had the scriptures. They had the words that were called the law and the prophets. They had the words of Moshe. They had the words of the prophets. But the question must be asked, was what was being preached? The law of the Most High, the righteous expectation of the Most High, was it true to the spirit of the prophets? If we must understand the truth, we will understand, my brothers and sisters, that the multitude of various interpretations that men have come to believe, I said the multitude of various interpretations that men have come to believe have not been, hear me, my brothers and sisters, have not been the gospel. Because if they had been the gospel, this world would have known long ago truth. Not only truth, my brothers and sisters, faithfulness, the will of one. The world would have known. I said it before, I'm repeating again, Romans in the 10th chapter called the gospel of peace. Ephesians 6 calls it the gospel of peace. The apostle, Shaul, called Paul, said, my greatest desire for Israel, they might be saved. That means all brought to one understanding beyond all misadministration, beyond all misinterpretation. Yes, my brothers and sisters, beyond all the pretense of those who claim to be functioning after the spirit, but are still functioning yet after the flesh. In the book of Ephesians, when it talks about the gospel of peace, in the 6th chapter, it talks about men putting upon themselves the whole armor. Armor against what? Whatever will destroy the peace. Think about it. Messiah said, go forth to all nations, everything he commanded, purely and completely. And the truth of the matter is that the gospel went forth should that there should be no divisions, no differences of opinion, no strife, no contention, no arguments of those who said they believed and gave honor unto Yah. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters, in what terms of what that means. There are 45,000 denominations amongst us today. Got news for you. None of these divisions should ever have even come to exist. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. We look at the book of Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and what we find is words telling us that the salvation, the peace of mankind, is not after the conversation or conceits of men. Think about it. The Most High set all things in order. He created this world, set all things in order. He did not do this, my brothers and sisters, that there should be contentions among men. He did not set all things in order to sit back and watch men argue. The only offering that mankind can offer to the Creator that would give honor to his oneness is peace, my brothers and sisters. Agreement after one understanding. Wherever it is, men seek to be justified after, therefore, any partial or polluted standard, my brothers and sisters, it is a curse against the gospel. It is injustice and not righteousness, nor justice, nor peace, nor honor, tie at all. This must be understood amongst our people. the 45,000 denominations that claim to use a Bible today are not in agreement, my brothers and sisters, and therefore they are not, I repeat, they are not the word of the gospel that the apostles were sent forth with. We need to be asking a question. Since the word that is the gospel went forth as a pure and perfect word from above, beyond all the rulers, ultimately to reprove wherever the leaders of this world have fallen short of what gloriously honors the Most High, how then, since Messiah sent forth the gospel in the hand of apostles, all the people who give honor to the name of the Most High should be one, and all who convert to the gospel should be one? We need to be asking questions, a very serious question. Where did these divisions, therefore, then, come from? They are not the result of men functioning after the spirit of the one Most High. The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter, meaning the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, that there might be peace. When the scriptures tell us, comfort ye, O my people. Repent ye, O my people. Even King and his appearing is at hand. Did you ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah in the 40th chapter, when these things are mentioned, it relates to the coming of a pure and perfect word that by no means sustains a divided world of a status quo. In fact, the gospel by no means declares the authority of the very rulers of this world and their differences. By no means does the gospel uphold these differences. In fact, it exposes all of this on the part of your leaders. And in so many respects, my brothers and sisters, so many ways, being partial doctrines, polluted doctrines, self-righteous doctrines, selfishly ambitious doctrines that are not after the command of the Most High himself, not the commandments of the Most High after divine command. I repeat, brothers and sisters, the Most High does not make this world set all things in order to watch men argue. From the very beginning, the Most High gave man his spirit that men might commune with his creator as one. But men, my brothers and sisters, turned aside from this truth. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the reason why the divisions exist today is because of the neglect and the treachery on the part of men. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. It is absolute wickedness, therefore, that men should seek to be justified by the negligence and treachery of their rulers, especially since the scriptures tell you in advance when Messiah appears, he's going to reprove all the rulers. If what men have believed, them beyond the differences of man, does not teach beyond the contentiousness and confusion, the misimaginings and the misadministrations of a worldly status quo, and the question should be asked, my brothers and sisters, what is it that men have really trusted in? What has their faith been in if at the end of the day, the people are still not yet one? 45,000 denominations across this 280 nations, my brothers and sisters, is not the covenant. It's not the gospel of peace. It's not a word pure and complete from above. My brothers and sisters, we were warned against the intrusions of the ruling principalities and powers. Understand, Most High sent forth the word pure and complete that there might be peace. He set all things in order that there might be peace. Then the beginning was the word. The word was with Yah. The word was Yah. In other words, the word was eternal. It's an eternal principle. By that principle, by that word, by that teaching, by that understanding, for all things made And without him, there were nothing made that were made. Meaning, a man had remained true to that initial magnificent mindset of order, peace, law, justice, righteousness. None of the divisions that we see in the world today would ever have come to exist. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, went forth to the nations. The question we must ask is, did the rulers ultimately convert unto that pure, perfect word, or did they seek to subdivide it after their own selfish ideals and zeal? According to their own ambitions, my brothers and sisters, did they accept the fullness of the word? Or did everyone who called himself a leader seek to take the words of the Most High and subdivide them according to whatever seemed wise in their own hearts? Which was done, my brothers and sisters. It must be true that the leaders, as the scripture said they would be, have been treacherous and neglectful against the word of truth. Think about it. Micaiah, they called it Matthew, 23rd chapter, talked about the neglect on the part of the rulers. And the Messiah rebuked them and called them all scorpions and snakes. In other words, what I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, is what men have taught and what men have believed has not wrought peace. And the word for peace is also a perfect word, a perfect expression of divine ideal. That what has been taught has not wrought that perfect example to a world. My brothers and sisters, what men have believed has not been the gospel. I think about Colossians in the first chapter. The apostle Shaul said that he endeavored that all men may be made complete unto all good works. Complete, perfected, my brothers and sisters. That means beyond all worldly status quo, beyond all national, political, pseudo-religious ideals the world over, that all should hear the pure, perfect word, that there be no arguments, no divisions amongst us. Second Timothy, second chapter. Hey, every man made complete unto all good works. He says the men were enemies in Colossians first because they were incomplete in their understanding. Isaiah 48 says the same thing, my brothers and sisters. It says, because the people have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness, there's a need for refinement beyond Babylon, beyond the contentions, beyond the pretense. Where there is no peace, my brothers and sisters, what men have believed has not been the gospel. The gospel is called the gospel of peace. It's the pure and perfect word. And purity and completion, I repeat again, offers but one choice. If you read Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4, the scriptures relate that the leaders will come forth one day and be called to judgment, and Messiah will prove them all foolish, an abomination in their self-righteous pride, an abomination before the Most High, that whoever would walk after them, our brothers and sisters, would only be themselves a false, righteous, and prideful, also abomination. Not true to the will of Yah. The scriptures talk about, because of this, the Messiah declares the word that proves these ungodly men. In other words, every partial standard, my brothers and sisters, every polluted standard the men have believed has not been true to the cause of the Most High, has not been unto peace. Every partial standard the men believe and hasty conclusion the men believe keeps them from seeking the greater truth and oftentimes causes the men to be arrogant against the truth when he finds it. Scriptures tell us in Isaiah 41, my brothers and sisters, 41:21, it says, because what men had taught, the rulers had taught, had not accomplished peace. What they preached, my brothers and sisters, had not been the glad tidings, had not been the truth of the gospel. Had not been the word from on high, but had been the diverse, partial, polluted standards of rulers more concerned. I can say, my brothers and sisters, after dividing the world according to their own ideals, and not that this world be delivered, and its people, my brothers and sisters, delivered from all misconceits and all misadministrations and all misrulers, that men should be true to the will of the One Most High. The rulers have been more concerned about subdividing the word to appeal to men, my brothers and sisters, and not Yah. And for this reason, the scriptures go on as fine to say that the Most High has said that if he looked upon men and asked a question, none could give an answer. Hey, if he asked what is the answer, what is necessary toward peace, he said he would find none to answer. So he said, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth justice to the nations. And the isles shall wait for his law, his order. How about the gospel of peace, but after which, finally, a people who would call upon the name of the Most High might be one. You read on in Isaiah 42, my brothers and sisters, in the 16th verse. And it says, you have to lead them by ways they have not known. Isaiah 59 and 8 says, the ways they have not known. As a way of peace, I repeat, for all the men have made. What they have not made, my brothers and sisters, is peace. In fact, what is peace with the Most High is not after the declarations of man, but is only after the pure, perfect will of the One Most High. All the arguments we see in the world have been in some way because men has either been far hateful against discerning a truth that is beyond his common understanding. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, a pure, perfect word went forth with the gospel that would have ended all this warfare. How is it that these divisions and contentions still yet exist? When it says, comfort ye, O my people, it is so that man's warfare, arguments, might come to an end. When the scripture talks about Messiah appearing after Isaiah 40, going into 41, it talks about him having to expose all the rulers. Well, who is it, my brothers and sisters, that keeps the people divided after partial and imperfect standards? But the leaders of this world who never preached the perfect word that is the gospel, the very word for glad tidings means the whole pure, perfect message that can only offer one choice. After the spirit of the One Most High has offered only one choice. And that one choice of all believe that pure, perfect word could only be peace. Again, we should be asking the question, where did all these differences of belief come from? It is because of the negligence and the treachery on the part of men. And if any man would seek to be justified due to human neglect and human treachery, my brothers and sisters, that's like saying man seeks to be justified by man's own sin. And whoever would seek to be justified by the sins of this world, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, as a devil worshiper. There are those who would find this hard to believe. But my brothers and sisters, there are no deviations. There are no partialities. There are no corruptions in the truth of the gospel. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is a word from on high, high above all the nations. We live in a society today that men have been flattered. I said we live in a society today that men have been flattered after the designs of their own hearts. State governments have declared what men have called religious freedom. Our brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. What men have called religious freedom is not salvation. It is just ruling powers, flattering men, giving them license that never came from the Most High, to think they are wise after the varying ideals of their own hearts. Most High told me that if there were no devil, all that's necessary to create one is for man to be left to exalt his own thoughts. For my brothers and sisters, it is not possible that for the carnal mind, that men should be able to commune as one with the Creator. It is not possible after the carnal mind of the flesh that men might all agree with the Most High. In fact, it is not possible after the flesh even to conceive or understand the magnitude of the height, depth, and breadth, and glory of what His divine will commands and what indeed is the gospel. Hear me. I said before, I will say it again. Messiah said, your sense of righteousness with regard to the law and the prophets must exceed that of your leaders. Your leaders have a different concept of what is law and order, a different concept of what is the administration of these words after the spirit of prophecy. Think about it. By the Spirit of the Most High are the words of the Most High revealed after the higher conscience and implications from which they were initially spoken and initially conceived. After that spirit, my brothers and sisters, there are no arguments, but the leaders of this world have beguiled the people to walk after treachery, neglect, pretense, and the scripture already told us, if we are deceived by any of these, not to seek the fullness of a word. I'm talking about Matthew 5:14-24. We're deceived by any of these, not to seek the fullness of the word, that is all the righteousness and all the justice the Most High requires of His people. If we walk after the cause of another, the ideals of another who subdivides or parcelizes or polluted the word, the scripture says we shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah, meaning that none of these diverse, partial, and polluted standards for the gospel of peace. Think about it. He said in Hebrews that if a man will not know his ways, he shall not enter into his rest. That means a man will not know the way of peace, kingdom of Yah, the gospel, the peace of the kingdom of Yah. A man will not know what is necessary to have peace with Yah and his kingdom. He will not enter into his kingdom, will not enter into his rest. Think about it, what I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters. Just because a man is not subject to a, supposedly he thinks, a government that declares what is, that will declare what is or is not. A religious absolute. It still does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that that man, after his own recognizance, his own ideals, is truly subject to Yah. Think about it. I had somebody tell me a while back that this is not, the society is not a theocracy. My brothers and sisters, to the pagans, the word theos never related to the will of one. It's just related to whatever all it is that people are enthused about. You get all the things they're enthused about and put it together, they call it a theology. It was not being a matter of being true to the will of one, my brothers and sisters. In fact, we talk about polytheist terms to begin with. And the Most High has already said we should worship no one else but He. We should honor no one else, ultimately, but He. We should teach one another to honor the ultimate will of no one else, ultimately, but He. We live in a society today men have called a multitude of varying standards still yet honorable. And as such, my brothers and sisters, men have fallen short of what is the very first commandment of the Most High. Ephesians, like I said, says this salvation, this deliverance beyond all worldly misconceit and false conversation is not after the designs of men. Instead, we're supposed to be His workmanship, ultimately unto good works, or unto the fullness of perfect, the perfect ideal, the Most High Himself is foreordained. He said, we're strangers to the commonwealth of Israel, what makes Israel a nation, peace. He said, we're without hope, without Yah, without the Messiah and in the world. Our brothers and sisters, Israel has not yet regained a pure sense of its identity till Messiah Himself reveals it. A people, no lies, doing and performing no injustice, or people, my brothers and sisters, having nothing to harm in the midst. We need to look at Zephaniah 3:13 to understand what I'm saying. But those scriptures actually relate Messiah will come and must come or must appear in the latter days to declare indeed what is the gospel, first to a city, then later to a world, but first to a city. And because men would not believe what they had been taught was not the gospel, the scriptures actually relate that in their unbelief and stubbornness, that city must be destroyed to show the whole world that what it had believed had been foolish. The question I ask, my brothers and sisters, though this is written right there in Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6 through 3:13 and so many other places in the scriptures, at many of which you will find on my website at hiddengospel.com, the article Secret City Prophecies, how many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to believe this before? In other words, believe it, my brothers and sisters, that they might prepare before Messiah appears to be ready to discern and believe his word. But the scripture says the whole world is going to be shocked to find out that what it had was never the foundation, meaning it was never the gospel. It was a word constrained after the misconceits of man, not the truth of the Most High himself. And only the most humble soul, my brothers and sisters, will be prepared to truly, genuinely believe and understand this. Ephesians went on to finally say in the third chapter that we all who would be consecrated must comprehend together as one all that is the height, depth, and breadth of the scriptures. That's perfect agreement, so there'd be nothing in which to argue. Perfect understanding, there'll be nothing in which to, after which men might misconstrue or misadminister a word. Scripture goes on saying, therefore, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one ultimate body of knowledge, one sure, consummate truth, an embodiment of truth, follow, one Lord, one faith. One understanding of what it is that reveals the truth beyond all the world's faithlessness. For faith must be true to the will of one who himself does not change and is faithful according to all his word. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one purging beyond all worldly misconceit. It says, even to the unity of the faith. That means that when the gospel went forth, it was to create a unity among all the people who believe, never that men should consider themselves justified after any partial or short-sighted standard at all, but that all the people who call upon the name of the Most High must agree that they be a light to the world. My brothers and sisters, persistently, this is what should have been throughout all generations. But men, my brothers and sisters, in their neglect and treachery have sought to be justified by something far less. Again, I ask, dare men believe that they should be counted just after any of this treachery or any of this neglect on the part of their rulers? My brothers and sisters, Messiah is not a devil's advocate, nor will he justify anyone who has believed any of these partial standards. He said, if your leaders in any way, or if anyone, leaders or even those among the people, seek to deceive one another in any way, make them foolish, deceive one another, not to seek all that's contained in the law and the prophets. He said, whoever would do so is guilty even under hellfire. The only thing we can then realize, my brothers and sisters, is that we are all obligated to seek the whole truth. No one would be justified by another man's treachery or another man's neglect. He said, your righteous must succeed that of your leaders. He knew in advance they wouldn't be true to all the word. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Leaders who subdivide this world after their own ideals are a curse of damnation amongst us. And after none of this can the Most High be pleased. Again, Ephesians talks about coming to the unity of the faith, to the full measure and stature of Messiah. That means believing all that he would declare. And all the height, depth, and breadth of the implications of all he would declare, as so that men might believe and walk in his word true to his command, his order, his instruction. If men had all done this, my brothers and sisters, among those who say they believe the scriptures, divisions among us wouldn't exist. Many are walking according to another spirit, whether they know it or want to know it or not. The Holy Spirit teaches all things, no lie in it, reproves all sin. How about reproves or rebukes whatever would impede the hope of peace and agreement? No lie in it. No deceit after which men might believe themselves just after something less. We continue to read on through those scriptures. After it said we must come to the full measure and stature of Messiah himself in Ephesians 4 and 12, it goes to 4:17 to say we should not be alienated, not to be left ignorant after the varying ideals of the nations. Book of Yaakov, they call James, says we're scattered among the nations, those most high, complete and perfect work of his people, that we all agree as one. That's the only offering he will accept. You are not taken to his kingdom, multitude of people, self-righteous after their own taste, because they think they already have it, wouldn't listen to him. What manner of foundation is men have believed, my brothers and sisters, that bring the greater truth, they're not prepared to believe nor walk in. In fact, they might be first predisposed to argue against it. My brothers and sisters, it's time we understand something. I'd like to read something to you. Something, brothers and sisters, that I consider a very powerful word, the way it is related in the Psalms. Did you hear me, brothers and sisters? I said in the book that is called the Psalms, there's what is called the 50th Psalm, and relates something that if we are wise, and discern as to the manner of what is contained and written in the scriptures, we will understand the implications of it at a much deeper level. For men have wanted to believe the Messiah came to compromise the Holy Word. No greater lie was ever told. Men have also taught that Messiah came, that the rulers of the earth, who already divided this world, were given authority to rule. My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, all power from on high has been given unto me. What that means, my brothers and sisters, authority to rule had actually been taken from the leaders if they believed in the leaders, for all those that believe in Messiah. He said, all power from on high has been given unto me. Well, the rulers want you to believe that Messiah gave the rulers the authority to continue to divide the world. They lied. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? They lied. So I'd like to read something to you, that you understand the difference between the false Messiah this world has sought to teach. I said that you discern the difference between the false Messiah this world has sought to teach, seeking to cause men to believe in a mass of compromises, versus the true. Psalms 90, well, excuse me, not about Psalms 50. I said Psalms 50 needs to be examined. Let me read these to you. Psalms 50, especially as we move into the Day of Atonement, it's imperative that we come to understand these things. It says, well, the way they translate it, it says the God of gods. It really means the King of kings. With the gods, they also relate to magistrates of kings. The King of kings, the Shah Shan Shah, the King of kings and Lord of lords, just ultimately the Messiah himself.
Talks about a time in which he will speak to the whole world, has spoken and called the earth. Look to the scripture, says, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Those of you who know well, Isaiah 45 and 6, Isaiah 24, 10 through 16, Isaiah 59, 19 through 21, and the light of Romans 11, 25 through 27. Though this is latter-day prophecy concerning the one Most High called his anointed, his shepherd, at Isaiah 45, one who established Jerusalem, a city of peace, upon a firm foundation. Reveal all the truths, my brothers and sisters, the gospel the world has sought to hide. Would bring the people of Yah back from every misruler. And would do it because Yah desires it, not for a price nor for a bribe. Would bring the men for a long time and forgotten. It says that the second verse, out of Zion, it says the Savior will come out of Zion, Romans 11, 25 to 27. Also, my brothers and sisters, from the rock, under the setting down thereof, at Isaiah 59, 19 to 21. In the last days, it's related. He comes from the west, where before he came from the east. Isaiah 45 says he comes from 45 and 6, says he comes from the east the first time, latter days from the west. And today, my brothers and sisters, will understand that prophecy. The prophecies actually say once out of the east is delivered his. From the Babylon, from Babylon, and the latter days from the west deliver him from Babylon, and in the interim to give his life that men discern that those who crucified him, and yes, Rome did appoint a false priesthood of Israel, that men must discern the righteousness beyond them all. Here, my brothers and sisters, the second verse, 50th Psalm says, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, Yah has shined. The perfect word. It says, our God, our King, same words, come, and shall not keep silence. A fire, how about a rebuke, shall consume before, and it shall flame, my brothers and sisters. And it shall flame. How about be a great reproof to all that would not be like unto him, round about him greatly. He says he shall call to the heavens, to the heights of righteousness, from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. In other words, he's going to judge this world according to all the Most High declared from above. He says, those who are wise will gather unto him, you his, those who are consecrated truly unto him beyond all men. Those who have made a covenant with him by sacrifice. In other words, are willing to sacrifice or submit their own will, that they might be true to his justice. It said, the heavens themselves shall declare, confirm, that this is the righteous one. It's the one who will consider all the Most High required of his people, that he may be made whole. But Yah himself, in other words, the justice of Yah himself, is the judge, and he will judge every soul. So say, here, be instructed on my people, and I will speak to you. In other words, you have a right heart. It's the only chance you have for peace, O Israel. And I will testify to thee that he, this is the righteousness of Yah, the Most High, even your Most High. He said, I reprove you not for your sacrifices and your burnt offerings. In other words, for a long time you went unreproved with regard to what you are offering, you offer. But my brothers and sisters say what men have offered was continually before him and was unacceptable. This might sound hard, but you have to consider the context of Isaiah 59. It says, Most High looked upon the sons of men and saw no intercessor, no one to help, none righteous. In Psalm 14, Psalm 53, no, not one. And say, of the, what men have offered and what men have esteemed, he said, I will take no bullocks out of your house. Or he goes from your fold, for all the beasts of the forest are mine. In other words, whatever man would offer, it already belongs to him anyway. The Most High wants a change of your heart. See, I know all the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the desert are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. I would not eat the flesh of bulls. I want you to understand something. But ancient Israel offered sacrifices according to the conscience of the leaders, and their divisions,
There was a vain offering because at the end of the day, it didn't make an atonement for their various sins. It didn't make an atonement for their various allegiances. It did not wipe out all misallegiance that the people might be true to the will of one. He said, offer to the Most High the sacrifice of thanksgiving. In other words, give to the Most High all that he requires and thankfulness for his kindness and fulfill your vows unto the Most High. In other words, find out what he requires of you, what he's required of all our people, and become true to that truth, that righteousness. And it did not say that you would find that easily among your leaders. In fact, I can tell you there's a lot of truth your leaders have never taught you. But many of you will never know that until you are willing to examine the truths that are on my website, articles like at hiddengospel.com, The Secret City Prophecies, Prophetic Proof is another, Early Church Origin, and Mutual Expectation. Articles like also, my brothers and sisters, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, the Gospel of Shiloh, Remember the Promise, and so many others. If you're not willing to look to find out what has been missing in your thinking, my brothers and sisters, you can never be made complete. The world full of contradictions is because of incomplete and imperfect doctrine. Anyone who believes the multitude of contradictions is the work of the Spirit. The completed work of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, cannot be a disciple unto Yah, because he can easily be dissuaded to accept the standard far less than what the Most High himself requires. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. In other words, when you find out that you're in tribulation, because you have been subject to a conscience less than his own. He says, call upon me in the day of trouble. In other words, seek his higher righteousness beyond all that you have known, and I will strengthen you. And you shall honor, glorify me. But to the sinner, here it is. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a difference between what the Most High declared and what the true Messiah is that reproves all sin and declares a fact put before the Most High as honorable versus the false Messiah that has been taught by society that has wanted to keep people compromised, self-righteous, flattered and deceived. He said, but to the sinner, the king shall say, have you followed the books of my law? Have you really followed the books of my law if you sought to? Instead of being led by him, seek to lead or mislead with where regards his instruction. Have you followed the books of my law, or have you followed my conscience when you sought my law? The books and the words of the scripture, the inspired word. He said to the sinner, say, you have observed my covenant lightly, and men have actually believed the Messiah came so they don't need to keep the whole word. Besides, to go forth and teach everything, that means people also seek to learn everything he declares. All things restored, nothing missing. And he said to the sinner, saying that you hate my superior instruction, and cast my words behind you when you saw a thief. You join with him. When you saw someone who dealt with me dishonorably, not seeking all my will, so when you saw a thief, you join with him. And you've been a partaker with adulterers. In other words, you made an oath unto Yah, which you slandered his name, denied his covenant, walking after the ideals of another. He said, if you've given your mouth to evil and your tongue speaks deceit, that was not Messiah at all that you praise then. You say you sit and speak against your brother. Sounds so much like Malachi. You transgress and have been treacherous against the covenant the Most High gave to the ancient fathers. You sit and you speak against your brother. In other words, you speak lies against the covenant that men only contend with one another rather than have peace. You slander your own mother's son, even your own brother. All these things have you done. He said, for a time I kept silence. You need to check out Isaiah 42. Isaiah 57, and understand that for a time, he said he kept silence. But now he will lay waste mountains, whole kingdoms, and then discern that what they trusted was not him. See, all these things you have done, and I kept silence. You thought that I was a wicked one like you because I was silent. You thought I was a thief like you, that I upheld a standard less than divine. decree. So all these things that you've done, partialities and corruption, treacherous neglect have you done. And you thought I was a wicked one, a thief like you. You say you robbed me, even whole nations, you turned men aside from his commandments, his ordinances. Read Malachi and understand. But I will reprove you and correct your sins. In other words, all these fallen standards you've trusted before your eyes. It says, now understand, seek to understand these things, O you who have forgotten that Yah is true to all that he is, lest I tear you, it says, to pieces. In other words, just like men have sought to tear his word to pieces, and not see how his words work together. He says, like men have broken this covenant and stood against that perfect peace. He said, understand how all these things that he has said work together. Lest men, as they have sought to corrupt and break apart the constancy of the Holy Word, he tears men to pieces. And there be none to deliver. So whoever offers the sacrifice of thanksgiving, in other words, thanking the Most High for all that he has given, that men might be made whole, whoever offers him the sacrifice of the offering of thanksgiving true to all his desire, that's the one who honors him. And to him I will show the way of salvation of our Yah. What it means, my brothers and sisters, he said, to those who seek all his will, he will reveal his will. He did not say that if men seek just pieces and parts, that it was sufficient. How many of my brothers and sisters prepared to genuinely understand this? For my brothers and sisters, wherever men, and it's written, we read the scriptures closely, wherever men has sought to be justified by less than all that is divine will, it has not been his cause, but the cause, the ideal, and the miscreant standard of another. Like I said, Isaiah 41:21 going into 42, says, because men have not preached the pure perfect word, they have not discerned the answer or the solution to the world's problem. The Messiah will come being faithful to the Most High in all things, that all should seek beyond themselves, beyond all worldly religions, all worldly misideals, all the divisions that we see amongst even those who say they are believers, that they may trust in him, and that there might indeed be on this earth the peace the Most High himself has from the beginning always intended. Like I said, the Most High did not create this world, setting all things in order, that men should disagree and argue. There's a lot of truth that because men have sought after their own ideals, there's a lot of truth that men have not given attention to. And no one will be justified by the neglect of man. State told folks that they have what they call religious freedom. The worship of the Most High, they said, however they please, according to their own ideals. My brothers and sisters, we were warned against this too. The book of Jude, it said, men will pervert the grace or the truth or the standard of the Most High. Pervert the common sense of salvation the Most High would give from on high. Turn men toward their own iniquity, licentiousness, fleshliness. And he said, the apostle Yehuda, he called the book Jude, said we are to contend for the faith. How about that one pure, perfect word that was once delivered to the saints? Messiah said, if you love him, to guard, keep, maintain, preserve the integrity of his teachings, his pure, perfect word, and you lose it. And in everyone seeking to exalt his partial standard, there would be no peace. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, no salvation. But only those who can operate true to divine command, true to his peace, true to the orientation of righteousness that he would declare, discerning the ways of his kingdom, that they do not argue against it. Only they will enter. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, no one will discern what that ultimate righteous order is, but by the Spirit of the Most High, and that gift is given only to those who have the most humble and diligent souls. Like I say, people think they keep the Torah. They think they keep the commandments, but they got all different interpretations. Even my brothers and sisters, the keeping of the Torah, the keeping of the commandments of Yah, is only by the Spirit of Yah. One scripture, 36:27 of Ezekiel said he would put his Spirit upon his people and cause them to keep his commandments. So you receive his Spirit to keep his commandments. You say you're not under his law, and that after the law or the misrule of another, you can still accomplish, because we can still accomplish perfect peace and agreement with Yah. To believe such a thing is absolute insanity. These are the kinds of illusions that the leaders of this world have compelled many of us to believe falsely. How shall we say that we shall attain as one under perfect agreement with the Most High after the designs of another? After the Spirit, the testimony, the inspiration of another, I say, think again. The grace of the Most High is that He grants His Spirit that we all agree as one. Nothing less, my brothers and sisters, will the Most High accept. We live in a society today that men have not discerned that, have not discerned that there's a need to prepare. Be able to receive and understand the exceeding words, after which the Most High has consecrated people to Himself. And it's a word, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures, like I said, Isaiah 41:21-42:4 says, your leaders never taught you. 2 Corinthians 4:3 says, the gospel be hid, is hid by them who mislead. Kings of this world have blinded the minds, lest men should see the truth of the light, the invariant word which the Most High would bestow upon men. If they translated it right, men would have understood this far better. But my brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about the kind of wisdom that comes from men. I'm talking about the kind of wisdom that comes from Yah Himself to those who prove that they are most diligent. And will not insult him. Let me tell you something. You can read the scriptures and believe that by the grace of the gift of Yah, man is not obligated to keep the law of the Most High. That is an utmost insult. I know what some people say. Well, it says not under the law. But let me tell you something. What law misrule were men under before the gospel came to convert them? You're going to tell me that all the people should be brought to one peace, under one Savior and one King, and still not be subject to His law, or be subject to the law and misconceits and misrule of another? Think again, my brothers and sisters. The whole world has been lied to. And most of us have refused to truthfully know it. It's time we discern far better. My brothers and sisters, it's time that we dismiss with this nonsense. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that all the arguments that exist among men is because of men's treachery, negligence, or hatred against discerning, my brothers and sisters, the truth that would genuinely set us free. So many refuse to believe the truth or to act upon the truth just because they want esteem from men. Well, we'll seek to persuade men, my brothers and sisters, falsely to exalt himself. What else is that but the devil? We must know better. We must seek better. We must be better. For holy name's sake, my brothers and sisters, and only those who recognize that ultimate need and decree, only they, my brothers and sisters, of the Most High, show true and genuine, continual favor. I'm going to cut the show short.
this point. There's so much more I could say about these things. But my brothers and sisters, I would pray that many of you would contemplate deeply the things that I have said tonight, that you not miss the point, and that you discern what must still yet must be. For the Most High will not call anything as true to his honor that will not seek all that is his will. Like I said, true to the Most High, if we were, where do these divisions come from? Shall man say that he is justified by human neglect? I say, think again. If that's the case, that's like men saying they're justified because somebody was a devil. Not true. Yah still wants all his will. Religious freedom. So the state told you that you can worship however you will, so you never realize the need to discern much more deeply. And the scriptures say whoever would cause you not to seek the fullness of divine will or not seek the fullness of all that's contained in the law and the prophets. You didn't say such a one was guilty unto hellfire. Our brothers and sisters, in so many ways, men who have flattered mankind not to seek all that is the fullness of the Holy Covenant, where they might receive esteem from men, because men oftentimes want to uphold those who uphold them in their lives. Our brothers and sisters, the scripture says, the blind lead the blind. They both fall in the pit. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about it. It's not those who continue to follow the partial and polluted standards of men who the Most High will confirm with his protective seal. But those, my brothers and sisters, who do prove that they seek to discern and seek to obey all that is divine will. He says he'll write his law upon their minds and hearts, will confirm them for the seal of his very name. Those will be true to all his word. I have to ask a question. Because he said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. Have men sought the fullness of all that word? Or have they sought to be justified by less? To seek to be justified by any less than all the Most High required, my brothers and sisters, is the works of the devil. Just because men say that they're under religious freedom and not mandated absolutely, they say by state, does not mean that a man is true to Yah himself. It just means the state has opened the doors that men not put upon themselves the full armor of Yah, that every manner of deceit still come into human hearts because they have not blocked or locked all the doors. And men have released upon themselves after their own imaginations a multitude of devils and misconceits and misadministrations and deceptions that they don't know how to handle. Who then, my brothers and sisters, will discern what the scriptures have to say when Messiah comes forth saying, Isaiah 49, prophesying, listen to me, O ye owls. Hearken to me, O ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, has he made mention of my name to reveal what is his honor, what is his glory. The one who said he gave a title of honor, and promises to give a title of honor, as King of all kings, Lord of all lords, say, why call ye me Lord of lords and then don't do what I say? Luke 6:46. When he exposes all the unrighteousness of all the rulers, expose all the false gospels that they have taught because they've not been the pure, perfect word. How many are prepared to believe him? For those who will believe and obey him, my brothers and sisters, who shall be redeemed, and no one else.
90 seconds.
I ask you, my brothers and sisters, as the Day of Atonement approaches, that we all seek the Most High, that we be one. Don't fail to miss the opportunity to examine that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Articles like Secret City Prophecies, Gospel of Shiloh,
Early church origin, mutual expectation, tribulation 70 to 365 AD, and find out what has been missing that you have not heard the gospel, that you have not discerned the way of peace, nor the peacemaker. Many a day, my brothers and sisters, worship a false Messiah, but they never genuinely heard the expected word of the true. My brothers and sisters, I pray that you will open your hearts to be made complete. Check out that website. Find out how you can become constituent with the ministry that the Most High truly has called for the healing of his people. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is an Edomia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and under his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. For listening.
10 seconds.
For the Most High, starting here and now, promise he will begin to show again the way.